Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, the show. Welcome to another
Lecheka,
where we answer your got this question, read your Leche fan mail, do been there, done that sometimes. You know, it's basically, it's for you, right? It is a episode for you where we talk about you and answer your questions. Hi.
You are the star.
You're the star. If it's your first time here, welcome to the Hala Hala Show. This is usually where we talk about mixed things, everything and anything under the sun. But that's Rika G. You can listen to this. You can go to any regular mix. And of course, if it's your first time here, give us a follow on Spotify. We really appreciate that. What will you do for a follow, Rika G? What's the most you would do for a follow?
I will dance. I will dance in front of you. Even if I don't know how to dance, I'll shake my booty.
Booty.
Pop that booty.
Pop that booty. but yeah, so let's answer. Today we only have got this question, but okay. We have some really good questions. So I think we're going to have enough to make a pretty entertaining and lengthy mix for you today.
Okay.
So let's start. These are all from Instagram, by the way. So if you don't follow us on Instagram,
I'm looking at it.
At Hala Hala Show. Which one do you want to do? Do you have them?
Okay, first.
Do it.
Cooking Sneakers asked, have you experienced burnout from work? If so, what do you do? JC, what do you do when you experience burnout, my brother?
Man, I feel like we've answered similar variations of this question, but I think it's been a while since we answered it. So it might have been even pre-COVID when we answered it. So right now, our schedule, at least Rika and I schedule at our radio station, is that we work 3 days in person, 3 days at home. So, you know, I know that the work from home situation isn't ideal for a lot of people. But what I've been doing is I've kind of been focused on the days. I call them days off when I'm at work from home. I don't know why. I know it's like kind of more stressful for a lot of people. So I don't want to kind of compare it to as a day off. But when I'm at when I do work from home, I kind of use that to refresh or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because going into work as much, even though I live super close lang sa ano, sa whatever, sa station, it still reminds me of, you know, going into work like physically. So when I'm at home, at least in between session, I could kind of, you know, do some stretches and shit. Like I don't do yoga. I know yoga would be fantastic. I'm sure Rika can speak ano to the benefits of yoga, right? But for me, I kind of just, I'm more
chillax.
Yeah, I try to chillax and not try to think too much about the work aspect of things, because when, you know, it can get repetitive. And I've had this conversation with Rika before about how the world kind of feels like a loop right now because of you know, the pandemic. So I try to kind of freshen things up just at home, whether it be, you know, if I'm chilling at home, just listen to some music. And I know it's a radio station, but I can listen to my own music. I don't have to listen to the radio station music all the time. Stretches. I do stretches. Admittedly, sometimes I play some video games. Mm-hmm. So that's that's what I try to avoid burnout. That's how I do it. I know it's not something that everyone can achieve. I know sometimes there are mga, do you know there's some like work from home setups that can monitor your computer?
Yeah, like, or, I know that. Like my sister has,
but they can't monitor
like your they can't,
right? Like they can't. I mean, you can do
of course.
Right?
If it's your personal, like if let's say if you have a personal computer, obviously you can use that one. But if you are using your work computer and then you log on to Netflix, it's blocked, and then they can monitor your mouse like activity.
Yeah,
the clicks.
Yeah.
I remember my sister has that in their company because they're virtual assistants. So from time to time, whenever she wants to take a nap, she would ask me to like move the mouse. Before, this was before.
And we're not specifying which sister? Rika has 20 sisters,
by the way. I have 20 sisters.
So, you know, if you're listening, Rika's sister's employer, it's not just that sister.
And then the next day, my sister is fired. As for me, I think this is where JC and I differ, because I honestly, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I cannot stay idle. Whenever I'm idle, I feel like I have to do something. I look for something. That's why I'm constantly moving. I'm very happy right now that I have my bike, and I literally, because sometimes whenever I need to go to the mall or whatever, I feel bad that I need to take my car when everything is just so near. So earlier today, I rode my bike going to the mall, you know.
I saw you too, right? What, you passed by me that one time.
Yeah, the other day. the other day, I was riding my bike as well. And I can't do it because it's the other way around.
I know, but I was like, is she going to come back on the sidewalk? When I realized you just kept going, I was like, oh, okay.
Bye. Sorry. But yeah, I'm really happy that, yeah, this is my mode of transportation right now, because I cannot stay idle. And whenever I do experience burnout, I find going back to another hobby helpful. Like, let's say a hobby that I did before that I kind of stopped, you know, I kind of stopped doing. From time to time, I try to go back. So that it keeps things exciting. Yeah. I said it before that I also like setting aside something that's really not for the public eye. It's just for me. That's the reason why I set up my YouTube channel, because, you know, there's no pressure of editing videos every single week. I just kind of do it whenever I feel work burnout.
Yeah.
And then I start editing videos, and then it keeps my mind busy. And then it just, you know, the creative juices flow for my main thing, for the radio show, for the podcast. So that's kind of like my bike. That's my mind bike, my YouTube channel, editing videos. That's my brain bike.
Yes.
Gets mo ba?
Yeah.
I go back to something that I kind of stop so that para kang naninibago ulit. So your mind is busy, it gets exciting, and then it'll get the creative juices flowing for your main thing.
But also at the same time, I remember we talked about that. I told you I hate editing, but you like it, right?
I like it, so yeah.
That's something that, you know, at least we can kind of, you can edit for me down the line. All right, Moo, let's do this one. This one is from Martin. Martin asks, if you see a stranger in danger, so stranger danger, like, for example, being kidnapped, would you help them or not? This is similar to a scenario of a Titi that happened. When was that, Rika G? Remember there was a, was it a Chinese woman who got kidnapped in Makati? And then there is an influencer who actually tweeted it or saw the video and said, you know, posted a video and saw it. And then, you know, there were comments on, not that specifically that influencer, but just about like, why is no one helping? Bakit lang siya iniwan, mga ganun. I think I gave my point there, but it still stands today. I'm not going to risk my life to save a stranger more often than not. It depends though.
Yeah.
Like if it's a kid, baka mas more willing ako magano, like it's a kid, right? And he's crossing the street and I see it. I don't know. There might be like a reaction in me. I don't want to say like para I'm a superhero or whatever, but I feel like there might be a urge for me to like, holy shit, there's a kid. Let's get him out of the street. But if I see a guy, you know, me like, you know, a guy my age and I see a truck coming, I would probably yell like, watch out. But I don't think I would jump in front of it or push him out of the way so that it would hit me. I don't know. That's me. And that's just me being honest, because I don't know.
No, you have to remember that it's an actual psychological phenomenon, the bystander effect.
Yes.
You know, all the people in the surrounding areas thinking that, oh, the next person will actually help, you know, the person in trouble. But that's what they're thinking. So everybody's just watching what's happening. And sometimes you also can't believe that it's happening right in front of you. And you don't know. I mean, it's shocking. These things you never really... you never really think of, you know, experiencing. So I also cannot blame the people who kind of just like watch and, you know, clearly they're shocked.
Because
I feel like
Have you been in a scenario like that where you couldn't move? I've been in a few, man. Like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, whether it's like a, you know, something where you're like, it's, it could potentially be a life or death situation, like a, like an earthquake, for example, right? Yeah. An earthquake. My mind, like, I've been in a really strong one. This was when I was living in Japan, but it was like a really strong earthquake. And my mind just kind of shut off. I kind of forgot how to move. I'm not comparing, you know, like a kidnapping to an earthquake, but let's say there's an earthquake and you see someone in front of you and you're seeing, like, maybe you look up and you see this shit is about to fall on them. Mm-mm. But then you're so frozen with, you know, like, what is happening? Because something you don't really experience every day. It's shocking.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I experience, unfortunately, almost getting harassed in the street, you know, somebody trying to grab my crotch.
Yeah.
I literally froze and I looked at the guy and I was so scared back then to, like, tell other people, because obviously people could ask about, why didn't you do anything? Why didn't you, like, kick them in the, you know, whatever, or, like, why didn't you make a scene? It's the same thing. It's like, you can't believe that somebody decided to reach out their hand to grab your crotch in the middle of the street. You cannot, it's something that you're just not prepared for. So yeah,
because you like to think of the best in people, right? You like
exactly,
to think that people are not pigs, right?
Are pigs.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know.
So yeah, I guess that's you know, that's our question. But, you know, I try to help, like, people if I can, but
yeah,
I don't think I would risk my own life. Especially because you don't know, right? Like, they, you know, if you see a kidnapping, what if they get you? You have to kind of think about your own self as well, because you prioritize yourself,
but,
like, a self-preservation thing as well. And I don't think there's anything selfish about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything selfish about it at all.
But I think it really depends on the situation, because there are some situations where I've been in where it's not as rattling. So sometimes I get shocked at first, and then I try to help the person. Like, let's say may nadapa or meron ng muntik mahulog sa MRT, mga ganon. Like, I would get shocked, but I would help right away. But kasi what you're, you know, this person who asked us, it's a little extreme, the kidnapping.
Yes.
So obviously that was our answer. But in a normal situation, I've been in those situations before, because I used to commute a lot everywhere, like around Metro Manila. And, you know, things will shock you to the point where you'll kind of get used to it. So when something like that happens, you kind of want to help as well. Siyempre, parang titigan mo lang siya, but
I have a question. What about a bar fight? Like,
oh no, I literally stay away. Either I stay away or I watch.
Yeah, most of the time I watch too. That's fucked
sometimes
up.
I watch. Honestly, like, gusto ko makita para suto ka na. Wala ka pala eh. De joke lang. De joke. No, I mean, like, alam mo, sometimes I watch, or but most of the time I would walk away. Sometimes whenever I know the person in the bar fight, I have this, okay, unpopular opinion.
Okay.
I have this tiny, tiny wish na parang somebody would throw hands.
Yeah.
Not to the point that somebody would get hurt or whatever, but yung parang, shit, this is a little exciting.
Yeah.
But obviously, I would say, sana, wala na lang away. Obviously, okay. You just want to have a good time.
all right.
I don't think I've ever seen you almost get into a bar fight. You.
I mean, told, like, you the story on Halalo before. No,
I mean,
though.
I know, but, like, together. But then again, we would never really go out together.
Yeah, we don't really, like, go hang into, like, not those bars, right? Like,
yeah.
We usually go to, like, quiet places where it probably wouldn't happen. But you never know. Never know.
Wanna
freestyle.
Wanna fight, bro?
Wanna fight, bro? let me see here. I have... The next question. Moo. From Mailbag. Have you guys watched Manifest on Netflix USA, which was number one for 20-plus consecutive days? I actually watched it before. But this is a good way
ooh,
to plug NordVPN. You can actually, I saw it. I know it was number one on Netflix because you can use NordVPN to watch different catalogs of the US. I'm not saying this because we're partnered with them, but it's true. Like, you can really do it. So download NordVPN with our code.
Yes. download NordVPN with our code HALOHALO, and then the link is also posted on the description box, and you get 75% discount plus 4 months free. Yeah.
But just to answer that, or just to kind of give a pref or to a little backstory about Manifest, for those of you who've never seen the show, it's actually a very interesting concept. I started watching season one. I don't know why I stopped watching. I might have lost interest, not because the show wasn't good, but maybe I didn't have the next episode. So that's why it's great to watch on Netflix, because it's all there, right?
Yeah.
But the story is that there's a flight that leaves in like the year 2000, let's say 2012, right? Or 2014. And then the flight arrives in their destination, but it's been 4 years. So everyone's like, what happened? How is
they've
this plane?
Moved on,
their families
had funerals.
Their kids, some had kids that are now more adult, like teenagers now. Yeah. And then it's kind of them about the passengers of the plane kind of reincorporating into society. So it's a great concept, which you can watch on Netflix USA using NordVPN.
I know. Honestly, when I first encountered it, I was so into the whole premise of the TV show. Like, I love that. Like, I think it's something that's so unique. I don't know. So I got into like the first few episodes. But now that we have NordVPN, I can definitely watch it again.
You like that organic plug, huh? You like that?
Love it.
This is a real question. If you want to see the question, I can screenshot it for any Leche fan.
Bakit ka defensive?
Wala na. Sinasabi ba? Bawi sinabi. Planted yung question eh.
Guys, asarin niyo si Jay-Z. Asarin niyo siya, please.
Baka daw scripted yung ano. Baka scripted yung ano. Yung plug natin. Anyway, move on to the next one. This is a great one. From Simplicity asks, what is something you wish the Philippines or Metro Manila would have that exists in other countries? Oh, I have so many. But you can answer first if you want.
You know what? I kind of have a bone to pick with people. Ni naman. I don't want to fight or whatever. Okay. No, but it's just, I find it a little weird sometimes that obviously it is fun to, like wonder, now what if we have this here in the Philippines? I bet it would be better, blah, blah, blah. But you don't really know. Do you get me? Sometimes kasi it becomes a crutch for people na parang, alam mo, sa Japan may ganito. Kung may ganito tayo dito sa Pilipinas, siguro ang ganda ng ganyan. And I'm like, I get it. It's just that parang I don't like the idea that feeling natin, other countries who have that, are already better than the Philippines.
Right.
Alam mo yon, yung parang ayoko talaga na nagiging crutch siya ng mga tao na, yung parang, like, let's say, I just had a conversation with another person saying na parang, you know, what do you call that? In the States, they have this rule where you can't hire people because of their physical appearance.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, okay. So you think they're better? Of course not, because there is that rule, but they still do it. They still hire people because of the physical appearance.
Abercrombie and Fitch has that problem all the time.
Exactly. Alam mo yon, yung parang feeling mo dahil may rule sila na ganun in their country, they're already better than the Philippines. Mm-hmm. When, okay, galit ako. Pero, when, you know, the fact is they still do it. Alam mo yon. This is beside the fact. I just really don't like it when people do that. Plus, when people say or when people generalize, kasi yung mga Pilipino, blah, blah, blah. Di ba unang-una Pilipino ka, di ba? Hindi ba dapat proud tayo na Pilipino tayo? Tapos pinuput down mo yung mga Pilipino. Okay.
I get it. But is there something
course,
that you would
of
like?
Of course, sometimes I would explore that idea na parang if we had, you know, like more stations in the subway or in the MRT. I think doon na naman talaga papunta, you know, the development of the MRT and LRT, because they're expanding to the north, di ba, mga Tandang Sora, ganyan, Valiches. And even in the east, diba? Like mga Masinag going there. And I'm super duper excited for that one. It's just that may slight kabagalan, but hopefully it gets better. Also, in relation to that, did you see the new expressway that was opened?
Yung Skyway?
The Tarlac Nueva Ecija Expressway.
I have not driven past.
No,
I've driven
yeah.
twice. But I have
really?
Not. Yeah, I've driven like two or three times this whole pandemic. Well, maybe my five, six times.
But anyway, I just saw it on the internet and they said that it's actually open. I don't know if they're charging people already. Hopefully not. Kasi kapag bago, diba, usually free. Yes. Banking on that. Diba? Free expressway.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, I'm super excited for that one as well. Okay. Sorry din sa rant ko kanina. No, but it's just that, yeah.
But I have a suggestion for that. I mean, I have an answer to that question, which I think you would really agree. Because I've seen a lot of awesome videos on the internet about of these European countries that have like the most fantastic bike/car ecosystem. They have lanes that are like, it protects the cars as well as the bikers. Because here it's kind of a free for all. I mean, there's bike rules here. I mean, there's, you know, like very basic courtesy rules, but we don't have a lot of regulations here for biking as well. Whereas some countries have like really good, you know, rule books and like the way the streets are made. They kind of make the flow of traffic and the flow of car traffic and foot traffic and bike traffic all work together.
Honestly, earlier today, I just realized that, because I rode along San Miguel Avenue. So from United to Pioneer, San Miguel Avenue, going to Robinson's Galleria, there is a bike lane. But going back from Robinson's Galleria, going to United, there's no bike lane. It's so weird.
It's weird, right?
So I was thinking,
it's not consistent here.
Yeah, I was thinking, am I supposed to go to the original bike lane? But then again, I would be against
counterflow.
Yeah, counterflow. So hindi pwede, diba? So earlier, like, there was a bit of a struggle going back to my house. Because there was no bike lane. Like, I would have to walk in the middle of the road. Yung mga ganon. But naisip ko na lang kanina na, you know what? Nobody knows me anyway. I mean, wala lang. Yeah. Tuloy-tuloy lang ako.
Yeah,
I kind of get you. It would be fun to have like an ecosystem, like you said.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. And the other thing, just real quick, that because I had over the weekend, right? I was doing some stuff for Axie, which I'll answer. Yeah. We'll answer a question. But I was going to my banks, right? The thing that I really just, I don't know, man. I feel like I've never really worked in a bank, right? I've complained about them so much, but just basic customer service, I think needs to really improve across banks.
Yeah.
Like I've had great customer service. Usually in restaurants, they have great customer service, right? But in banks, man, I'll tell you, I don't want to tell the story on the podcast, but I was just, I was fuming, bro. Because, I'll just tell it real quick.
Sige na, parang hindi lang ako yung nagalit.
Okay. First of all, the thing that's crazy to me about banks here, and I get it maybe for safety reasons, that you have a home branch, diba? Mm. Where you open your account is your home branch, which means if you want to do anything with a big amount of money, they have to clear it with your home branch. Which I find so strange because you're a bank that operates within a system of banks. So I should be able to, you know, move my money easily, come and go. Yeah. Like if I'm moving across the country or moving across from Manila to, let's say, Cebu, and I go to this bank here, I'm not going to mention any banks, right? But it's wild that I'd have to get permission they have to get permission from the home branch to withdraw, let's say, a big amount of money. That's kind of the thing that's weird to me at first. But here's the story. So I wanted to withdraw a big amount of money. And there's a bank here in my building downstairs that is not my home branch because I have my home branch somewhere pretty close to here, naman, walking distance. But I wanted to do it here because it was closer. So they said, it's easier to withdraw at your home branch. So I was like, okay, fine. I walked to my home branch and then I asked to withdraw this amount of money. Unfortunately, they didn't have a lot of cash on hand because this was the opening, 9 a.m., right? But they said that the branch where I live has enough. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go there. Just expect a call from them. So I went back and then I went to the lady. I was like, hey, I just came from the home branch. Can you call them? And she said, okay. She took the deposit slip. So I'm sitting, right? I'm waiting for like 5 minutes. I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, it's a big amount of money. They got a blah, 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 blah. And then some customers come in and then this single teller starts assisting them. So I'm like, okay, maybe there's a process going on. And then another customer comes in. She assists them. And now in between customers, we make eye contact naman. Wala naman ano. you know, like, I'm like, okay, she sees me. She acknowledges that I feel like I'm being acknowledged. My presence is being acknowledged because she sees me. She's not saying anything. So I'm like, okay. And then after the third customer, I start getting like, okay, what's the holdup? Anong ang problema? So I get up and I go to the counter and I say, miss, anong holdup? Meron bang ano? What's the delay? And she said, hindi pa kasi sumagot yung ano, home branch. So I was like, oh, can you, do you not have their number? Did you email them or something? Like, I was wondering why she wasn't actively trying to call them again. And only when I brought it up, that's when she called again and she got through. So I was fuming, bro. I was like, you're telling me like in between the first customer and the second, you couldn't take the time to, you know, to assist the customer who I think should have priorities, the customer who got in first, which is me.
Yeah.
I was so, I almost blew up, bro, but I had to, you know, I had to go do some stuff, but I was, you don't do that to people, man. As a customer service person, even if, okay, see, you know, for me, okay na sana if in between customers, we made eye contact. She said, sir, hindi pa sumasagot yung banko, yung branch, pasensya na po. I'll try calling again in maybe 2 minutes. Okay na sana. Dude, as in, no acknowledgement. I don't know. Is that common practice? I think it's just, it's not even, it shouldn't even be like a bank practice. It should be like decency as a customer service.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because when I worked in customer service, right, in the movie theater, if let's say nasunog yung popcorn, yung fresh popcorn ng customer, dude, the first thing I would say, sir, I'm so sorry, or ma'am, I'm so sorry. Your batch of popcorn, it burned. We're going to get it to you as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry for the delay. We'll get it to you right away. And when it comes out, even if I'm in the middle of helping another customer, for example, naghihintay isang customer, I would say to the first the customer I'm helping, I say, sir, ma'am, I just have to assist this customer who's been waiting for a few minutes. Do you mind if I just put your order on hold? Something like that. Basically, I would explain what's going on. And I feel like not just in this bank, but in banks, every time I go, there's always some delay. And you know, I've ranted about the other tellers on the side who aren't doing anything. I know they might be doing something, but you can't tell your co-teller to call the branch while she's just not doing anything. I don't know if they're doing anything behind the counter. Sometimes maybe I get ahead of myself, but I'm looking and this other teller who's not assisting customers is kind of just sitting there. I mean, she's doing something with her hands in front. I don't know. She might be doing work. I apologize but I feel like they don't help each other out either. And that's what really pisses me off about banks. Anyway, that's my angry rant of the week. All right. You got angry. I got angry. You want to fight, bro?
I know. You want to fight, bro?
Suntukan sa kanto, Frisa. Let's go, bro.
No, but you know what? I get it. I super get it. I mean, like sometimes it also pisses me off na parang, wait a minute. I mean, I think merong factor din na parang, you know what? Parang meron silang guessing game na, you know what? They're waiting anyway. So I feel like hindi sila magagalit if we make them wait a little bit longer. I don't know if that's like, meron bang training for that or protocol or whatever. I don't think so.
It's inefficient, bro. It is inefficient because like going back to the movie theater days, when there's a long line, everyone who's not on register is told, go on register, go on register. All of you who are in the back, lahat kayo sa harap. Because once you kill that line, they call it killing the line, then you have more efficiency time to work on the stuff again. Because what ends up happening is if you delegate it to just a few people to deal with all these people, it's going to take longer to serve your customer. Your customers are going to get pissed off. And down the line, I mean, you know, long term, if you're a customer at this movie theater, it's like, fuck, the lines are here always take an hour. Let's just go to the other theater. It's stuff like that. Even though you're not the boss, you kind of have to think that, you know, it's not really a huge deal for some customer service workers. I get it, right? They don't get paid enough to care that much. But for me, I cared about my job, man. I cared about being a good employee. And I feel like sometimes people don't. And that's what irritates me. I try to do my best. Even if I don't like a job that I'm in, I worked at a retail job that I fucking hated. I tried my best, man. I really did. I really, really tried my best wherever I go. So, yun.
Yun lang. That was the rant of the day.
Rant of the day, JC, baby.
Enrica.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's do two more. Okay. One is from Paul Lee. Paano mo sasabihin sa kawork mong bida-bida Na tumahimik siya without really saying it.
Well, I think, you know what? There's so much power in staying silent and let them be.
Yes.
Kasi I was gonna say
the same thing.
I feel like if bida-bida sila, there would come a point, of course I'm not wishing for it, but there will come a point where they would mess up or, you know, may mangyayari at one point. You just gotta wait and see. Mm. And just continue with what you're doing. Because honestly, if bida-bida sila, you really can't do much.
The thing know? That I've experience, not just, okay, I'm not going to specify which work because I've worked a lot of jobs, right? So at least it's more anonymous. But there are, I've had coworkers that love to talk about themselves, man. They will walk into the room. They will walk into the room and out of nowhere, they'll blurt something out that will try to get you to talk about their life. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't know how. If you're excited about something, but if this happens all the time, you're like, wow, you love to talk about yourself. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I just let them talk. And then
let them talk.
And if you don't show that much interest, they'll end up finding someone else to talk to.
Yeah.
Ganun yun eh. Ganun yun. So that's just how I feel.
It's the secret.
And they're not bad. Okay, I want to preface it. They're not bad people. You know, I like them for the most part. Sometimes, you know, it can be kind of overwhelming. So
and not just overwhelming, also tiring.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes you just don't want to talk. I have those moments where I just don't want to talk. And I get it where like there are some people who are like, I'm an extrovert and, you know, you're being a little introverted right now. I'm going to try to pull you in my space, in my vibe. But sometimes just got to take the hint.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
All right. And final question. Well, there's actually two questions that were DM'd to us. They're kind of similar. First is, how are your ventures going, your business ventures? And the other one is, JC, how is... Pwede ba mag-join bilang scholar sa Axie?
Oh, see? Told okay, you.
So there, let's talk about your how so far, Rika G, since you're opening.
I mean, like,
opening when? When again? This Friday?
Yes, this Saturday. We're Saturday. Officially opening. And that's the thing. I don't wanna mislead people that, you know, there's like a bunch of space there. Of course, there's space for people to hang out, but it's not like the cafes that you're used to, but it is a coffee counter. That is officially what we want to call it. We are also very much available online if you don't want to go out and, you know, have face-to-face interactions with people. But yes, we are available online and you guys can please follow us on Instagram. It's DitoSa1C. I'm very happy with the outcome of the photos. We wanted our photos, you know, from the quote-unquote soft opening. Semi-hard opening to be film photos. Not only because I have some sort of fascination with film cameras. I like how you just literally point and shoot and you can't go back. You can't delete. You can't do anything. And obviously, I like the whole look of it. So I'm very happy with the photos. If you guys look at our Instagram right now, you could actually see two photos that we posted. And we're about to post another one today. So like I said, it's going great. It is something that I'm scared, but at the same time, super excited because all this time, I actually, you know, I've been thinking about this and parang it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
Finally. But I also don't want to be like too excited to a point where I make mistakes left and right. So I kind of want to be like, you steady, chill.
Yeah. Feels.
But nothing much. Pretty excited about it. And I'm really thankful for, you know, friends and listeners who are planning to visit the coffee counter. If you guys ride bikes or ride your skateboard, ano ba? Ride your skateboard?
Yeah.
Ba?
Skate your ride, skateboard.
What if you skate your skateboard and you ride your bikes, you might want to pass by because our counter is very much bike friendly, commuter friendly.
Okay? Dope. To answer that, I'm just going to fuse the two questions together about scholar. So someone's asking, I posted an IG story and okay, I have two scholars from the Halahala show.
Shit.
They were the first to approach me. So I was like, you know what, man, I'm gonna give them a shot. They've been supporting the show. So maybe they'll, you know, I feel like they're not gonna cheat me, right? But okay. I don't know them personally, but shout out to them. I'm not going to give their names in case they want to remain anonymous, but shout out to my two Halahala scholars. But in terms of asking how it's going so far, this is the first time in my life, because believe it or not, I've worked a lot of jobs, but I've never been in a managerial position. I've had positions where maybe, you know, I can train new people. In that sense, I have seniority or whatever, but it's not really a position where I manage, you know, people and kind of overlook their workflow. And I've never done that before. So the scholar program is similar to being they actually call them managers and scholars. So I'm actually a manager of some scholars. And I feel what it's like to kind of be the boss in all the good things and the bad, because I had my first very real scare for it's only been less than a week, but because this is such a new thing and it's all set in the crypto world, you know, crypto is such a crazy, you know, concept that a lot of people are like myself are still trying to understand. So the Axie Infinity server was kind of attacked by hackers recently, like yesterday, where it shut down the servers for a good amount of time, as in buong Pilipinas hindi maka Axie Infinity.
Damn.
And, you know, me I just hired these scholars. I felt responsible, even though it's not, you know, I'm not a hacker. I wasn't the hacker that hacked this. All the time I was thinking, besides, of course, the shit, I could be making more money, was the fact that, damn, the people that I got that really believed in me saying, like, this is a great opportunity for you, they couldn't work. So I felt responsible. It's my first time I've ever felt that way, you know, about something that was out of my control. Yeah, in a work setting, kind of, right? So...
what did you do happened?
So here's what happened. So we have a group chat, diba? Parang I'm sure most of your work has group GCs that you communicate with, or some use yung mga professionals use Slack, for example. So me, update ako ng update kahit wala nagre-reply, okay lang.
Okay.
Update on the updates. I'm screenshotting yung mga updates ng Axie team sa Discord, sa Twitter, and I'm yung mga messages, so very hopeful. Guys, I'm so sorry. Rest assured. Hopefully this will clear up. This is just a new thing that, you know, we just have to weather the storm. I said I'm throwing out mga Tumblr quotes, bro. We just gotta weather the storm. We, you know, we'll get through this together. Keep looking up. Maganon. That's like not exactly word for word, but it's that I was just trying to keep their morale up.
Their morale.
And haven't even really worked for me that long.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and I want to be a good boss. I really do. Like, I want to be a good manager. Right. Like I, you know, the quotas that I'm going to be giving them are way lower than a lot of the, dude, there's a crazy, it's crazy, man. Just the Axie manager scholar kind of, the scholars looking for managers. The market is so insane. Like it's, the demand is so high for scholars.
Yeah. Okay.
Scholars really want to be, no, potential scholars are like, they're looking for a scholar spot there's not enough. That's what I'm trying to say.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because this one, is it considered online gaming?
It's online game.
Okay.
It's a play to earn structure.
I have a question. Okay. So earlier today, I tried to open an account for like a bank account, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there were a bunch of questions asking me if I'm in the industry of online gaming. If, you know, it's like a general like questionnaire. Questionnaire like online game, not e-gaming, not like yung mga parang
casinos is casino. What I think.
I think it's online gaming what they're referring to.
Ah, talaga,
like
parang streaming.
Esports ganon.
Oh wow.
Yeah, there were a bunch of new forms asking questions about if you're, you know, in the industry, if you're earning money from online games, blah blah blah, where do you earn game? And I'm like, is it a big factor? Why do the banks care?
What
all
I
of
think,
a sudden?
Rika G, is because banks they hate cryptocurrency. I think that's the thing, because it's like really a lot of people are moving their money away from banks to online space.
Because
there, you know,
sense.
There are a lot of benefits of cryptocurrency, and you know, this is, once again, this is not financial advice. But how, my understanding of it is because it's run on a decentralized platform. It's not, you know, it's kind of on its own thing. It's not really where banks are kind of related to the economy and whatever. Like, basta, just look it up, do research about why crypto is so appealing to some people. It kind of, it's like breaking away from the traditions, which have been held on for so long. And banks, actually, some banks don't allow you to transact like for crypto related things. That's how it's your money, right? That's why I say, I'm telling you about banks, right? Sometimes they won't let you do what you want with your money. Like, why do they care? But it's because of things like that. So yeah, I can kind of see why they have that, why they have Forbes.
That questionnaire.
Exactly. But yeah, I you know, the game is up and running again, at least for now. It's been running smoothly for at least 2 hours now. So I'm hopeful, and I think my scholars are going to grind. And I still have a lot of belief in this project, and I want to be a good manager down the line. But yeah, managers, man, if you're a potential scholar, just anyone who's listening, because I got a lot of interest weeks from the Leche fans. If ever, because, you know, I am already full now, but if in case you, you know, I've piqued your interest about being a scholar, when you look for a manager, just be very careful, because there are a lot of opportunistic people out there right now. Look at how much they want you to earn your weekly SLP quotas. But there's a scam right now, Rikaji, which I feel so bad.
I'm sure there is, because it's a lot of money.
Going on where there are quote unquote managers looking for scholars, but the scholars have to pay reservation fee. Oh my God, bro. You know how many impressionable, uneducated, you know, people who are going to believe that? Uneducated in the sense of, ganun ba talaga yung protocol? Is that really how things are run? No, you don't pay for a slot to become a scholar. Don't do that. But just be wary, you know, do your due diligence. And hopefully, I really believe in the project. So I want to impart that final word of advice to anyone out there. Anyway, that's my answer. So this is the mix where we wanted to fight people, bro.
I know.
Yeah.
Want to fight, bro?
Every leche, we got to fight somebody, man. I feel like we got to punch the air, bro, and do it, right? But yeah, if you want to email us, it's thehalahalashow@gmail.com.
Yes. And
it's halahalashow on Instagram for all our, you know, got this a question and related stuff.
Oh.
And
yes. Also, if you want to join our Facebook group, it's the Halahala Show Leche Fam on Facebook. And don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Please let just one friend, just ask one friend to listen to an episode.
Yes.
You know, they might like it, but still, they might like it. They might not like it, but still at least, but yeah, follow us on Spotify. And don't forget, if you guys want to watch Manifest on Netflix, download NordVPN, dude.
Yeah, but speaking of just the last final note on that point as well. Speaking of bosses, we want to make our, in a way, they're not really our bosses, but they're the ones that kind of help us a lot for the Podcast Network Asia. We had a meeting with them, and we're like, yeah, we need to help grow your following. So help us impress our bosses, really. Like, tell a friend. Like, it seems like a very common thing now with content creators. You know, like and subscribe is something that everyone says during every, you know, piece of content produced. So we are really appealing, because the good thing, Leche fans, and the thing that Rika and I are really proud of, is that the retention rate of our episodes are really good. As in, when most of you who listen to the end, and not, it doesn't happen to a lot of podcasts. Like, there are, we are actually a very unique in that sense, that whoever listens to us really listens to us the whole way through. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that.
Yes.
And we want you to, we're appealing to you, our loyal listeners, to help us grow by telling someone else who you think could become a potential loyal listener as well. That's all we ask.
I was just about to say, so you know that little rant that we did at the end? Everybody could hear, everybody listened to that one.
There we go, right? So if you haven't tuned out because, you know, we're war freaks or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Then please tell them, all right? That's it. Extra song.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.